In the quiet spaces between generations, voices linger, whispers of internment and resilience, recipes passed down without a word, smiles that carry the weight of history. This is Nisei Echo, where stories become legacy. Cultural identity is often seen as something fixed and unchanging, but the story of Japanese Canadians completely transforms how we think about heritage and belonging.
That's such a fascinating perspective, especially when you consider how these communities had to reinvent traditions while staying true to their roots.
You know what's really striking? During the internment period in the 1940s, over 22,000 Japanese Canadians were forcibly relocated. Yet many families managed to preserve their cultural practices in remarkable ways. Like, there are documented cases of people secretly maintaining traditional tea ceremonies using makeshift tools they crafted from available materials.
That reminds me of how food became this incredible vehicle for cultural preservation. I've read accounts of families creating fusion dishes that became uniquely Japanese Canadian.
Well, that's exactly right. And here's something fascinating. Researchers have documented over 200 distinct recipes that emerged during this period, combining traditional Japanese cooking methods with local Canadian ingredients. These weren't just meals, they were acts of cultural resistance.
So how did these adaptations affect the next generation's sense of identity?
That's where it gets really interesting. Studies show that about 80% of Nisei, second-generation Japanese Canadians, report feeling this complex dual identity. Many describe it as living in what sociologists call a third space, neither fully Japanese nor fully Canadian, but something uniquely their own.
You know what's particularly striking about that? The way language played into this cultural evolution.
Oh yeah, the statistics on language retention are pretty revealing. By the 1960s, less than 50% of Nisei were fluent in Japanese. But fascinating thing is, recent surveys show a surge in language learning among younger generations. Like, there's been a 40% increase in Japanese language study among third and fourth generation Japanese Canadians in the last decade.
That's such a powerful indicator of how cultural identity evolves across generations.
And you know what else is interesting? The way technology is reshaping cultural preservation. There's this amazing project where they're using AI to digitally restore and colorize over 10,000 pre-war photographs from Japanese Canadian families, bringing these historical moments to life for younger generations.
Well, that must be creating some incredible connections between past and present.
Exactly. And here's something that really shows the impact. Community centers report a 65% increase in young people participating in traditional cultural activities when they can connect them to their family's specific history through these restored photos and documents.
That's fascinating how modern tools are breathing new life into traditional practices.
And it's not just about preserving the past. These communities are actively creating new traditions. Like, there's this annual festival in Vancouver that started in 2015, combining traditional Missouri elements with contemporary Canadian culture, and it now draws over 50,000 visitors each year.
That really speaks to how cultural identity can remain strong while constantly evolving.
You know what's particularly encouraging? Recent studies show that 85% of young Japanese Canadians feel positive about their dual cultural identity, compared to just 45% in the 1970s. That's a huge shift in how people view their heritage.
And I imagine that's having ripple effects throughout the community.
Well, it absolutely is. Community organizations report a 300% increase in participation in cultural programs over the last 15 years. And here's something really cool. They're seeing more cross-cultural collaborations than ever before, with about 40% of events now involving partnerships with other cultural groups.
That's such a powerful testament to how cultural identity can be both preserved and expanded.
And looking toward the future, experts predict we'll see even more innovative approaches to cultural preservation. Like, there's this project using virtual reality to recreate historical Japanese Canadian neighborhoods, helping younger generations understand their community's journey while creating new connections.
Well, that really shows how technology and tradition don't have to be at odds.
Exactly. And as we wrap up, here's something to think about. Studies show that communities that successfully maintain their cultural heritage while embracing change are 60% more likely to report higher levels of social cohesion and well-being. It's not about choosing between old and new. It's about finding that sweet spot where both can coexist and enrich each other.
That's such a powerful message about the future of cultural identity in our increasingly connected world.
You know, it really is. And what the Japanese-Canadian experience shows us is that cultural identity isn't just about preserving the past. It's about actively creating something new while honoring where you came from. That's the real legacy being passed down to future generations.